Hi, Tedis. How's it going?
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, is it the real deal or the big deal?
The big deal.
The big deal. Okay, I've seen some sources where it's the real deal. I don't think.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's Evander Holyfield. But I can go float with that too, though.
Fair enough. How are you feeling after your match last night with Sheamus?
Sore.
Sore. Yeah.
Very sore.
What's it like?
Sheamus is probably one of the most physical guy on the roster. And he likes to bring it, and it was very evident last night. But I like to bring it too, so it was a good mix of back and forth. You know, unfortunately, I came out on the short end of the stick, or should I say, the boot per se, broke kick. But I look forward to and hopefully seeing him very soon again.
Yeah, you know, I was watching last night, and it was a great match. I mean, Sheamus, he just got that last late momentum swing, but JBL was praising you the entire time. I don't know if you can hear those guys when you're in the ring, but
I can't hear anything. I get home on Wednesday, so I watch all the shows back.
What's it like to have a future Hall of Famer like that behind your back?
It's an honor, you know. Obviously, he's seen some of the greatest to ever do this, and so for to get kind of a stamp of approval from a guy like himself and anyone else that's been in this business for quite some time is definitely an honor. I just come to work every week looking to get better every week and always trying to find different ways to entertain, but also try to find different ways to become a better performer in ring as well. I never had wrestling experience before I came to WWE in 2009. And so I'm still, you know, and I always will be hungry to learn different things to try to enhance my character and enhance this product.
Now, with that in mind, at Extreme Rules, you were on a panel with Renee Young, Wade Barrett, and Mick
Correct.
Foley. What's it like to be on the broadcasting side of your industry?
It's a lot harder than what people think it is. Being doing commentary of any sort, you know, whether it be for one match or whatever. You know, I give Michael Cole and JBL and Jerry Lawler and all the other guys that do announcing a lot of credit because it's not an easy job at all. And so because you have so many things going on in your mind and things can change. But I think the greatest thing is kind of I have an opportunity to be myself a little bit more. So it just keeps you thinking on your feet. I like challenges, so it's definitely a challenge.
When you first came into the WWE coming up through NXT, what was that like?
NXT, you know, is actually the official training territory for the WWE. So the things that we don't have cameras following around us on a daily basis at NXT. But now, you know, they do have television programming, which airs in Canada and overseas in some places, which is awesome, actually. Any exposure is better than no exposure at all.
I just want to talk about the event that's happening here next Sunday. You and your tag partner, Darren Young, are going up against Tons of Funk. A very big team. Very, very big. What do you do to prepare for a match like that?
What do I do to prepare for Tons of Funk?
Yeah.
I go to a grocery store, and we try to go buy some chips and cookies and pies and try to leave them a nice little gift so they'll be as tired as possible, and hopefully we can beat them with their weakness, you know.
Do you think the Funkadactyls will be a distraction at all?
The Funkadactyls are definitely a distraction. Anytime you look at them, they're very beautiful women, so we try to keep everything, you know, focused on Brodus and Tenzai, but they're a team that's a lot of, that they're big team. They're a lot of fun to work actually too. That you know they it's just going to be a really fun time, and I like messing with the girls too, so it'll be cool.
Now, just going beyond this Sunday, what with the Shield now being the tag team champions, mm-hmm. and Team Hell No, they kind of look like they're on a bit of a downfall. Is this time for you and Darren to step up and kind of put yourselves into that tag mix?
It's just a matter of taking the right opportunity when it presents itself, and that's what we're focused on more so right now is, you know, regardless of who we have to face at any time, that each time we go out, that we inch closer and closer to our goal, which is to be the WWE Tag Team Champions, regardless of who we have to be.